Winners of the 2019 Tony Awards will be handed out at the Radio City Music Hall tonight, but there's no award for the musicians who play the music. Their work often goes unrecognized. Jeff London profiles some of the unsung heroes of the stage.
The score for the sci-fi musical Be More Chill is up for Tony, but the musicians who play it aren't even eligible. Still, when the show opens, a light shines on a single instrument and its player. It's an electronic box called the theremin, and the man who plays it is Danny Giannacucci.
The theremin has two antennas. This one determines pitch, and the one on the side here determines the volume. And so when we turn it on, using both hands, moving through the air, not touching the instrument, to create a lot of these sci-fi effects.
Giannacucci is making his Broadway debut with Be More Chill. Woodwind player Greg Themius is a 20-year veteran on Broadway.
I was exclusively a substitute for 11 years before I got my first Broadway show.
Usually, Broadway musicians perform in a pit in front of the stage or underneath it. The musicians can't see the actors and often have to use video monitors to connect with what's happening on stage.
We're on the stage, we're covered. You know, sometimes you have to use a click track. We like it more to a recording studio experience, where we're a little bit separated, we're in different rooms.
But this year, Themius is center stage in the revival of Kiss Me, Kate, where he dons a tux and opens the second act with a clarinet solo.
It's too darn hot.
In the song Too Darn Hot, the choreography is frequently centered around him.
People dance around me in that magnificent way that they know how, so it fools people into maybe thinking I'm doing something too.
But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Adam, oh, his madam.
Being on stage is nothing new for Broadway first-timer Eleanor Oppenheim. She plays upright bass in the revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. Oppenheim's used to playing in front of audiences in contemporary classical ensembles and in a rock band.
Because of my background as a performer who is not generally in a pit, it doesn't feel weird to me somehow. It feels just sort of normal that I'm there and that the actors and the band are all making something together in the same space with the audience.
Another one of this year's Tony-nominated shows to feature musicians on stage is a retelling of the Orpheus myth called Hadestown.
My friends that have come see it described it as a Broadway show with trombone, or a trombone with Broadway show.
Brian Dry plays it. Dry is used to playing a couple of sets a night in jazz clubs, but Broadway musicians have to play 8 shows a week, some days a matinee and an evening performance.
About a week ago, I sort of got a little delirious. I haven't taken a break yet. I've done 57 shows since it opened, so tomorrow's my first time that I'm sending somebody new in.
Broadway musicians have to arrange for a sub themselves. Clarinetist Greg Themius says subs are a part of a long Broadway tradition.
You are bringing new people into the community as you were brought in. That's important. You have to pay forward the kindnesses your elders paid you.
Still, it's a far different thing to step into the spotlight. And that's something that Danny Giannacucci at Be More Chill cherishes.
It makes it for me. Just to have a couple moments where the band is really recognized, that the show kind of takes a moment just to acknowledge the band is a huge thing.
And the audience gets to see the faces of the people who make the music. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.